I am a bit wary of doing more than one little Saigon report in the same day, but I just observed something I thought was very interesting. I thought it was pretty funny. So, a few days ago, like, I don't know, technically last week, actually, I decided that I was going to pull all of my content off of Steemit. Now, I was able to save about 70,000 words, and I consider that success. I don't mean in terms of raw numbers. Quantity is not quality. I mean in terms of what I could recover, because it looks like Steemit had swallowed about 15,000 words. And for those of you who don't know, a few Steemit whales, at Bill the Whale, at Bad Content, and I believe the ruler of these douchey instruments of bullshit at the Marky Mark. These Steemit humans or agents or whatever the fuck they are. And I think at the Marky Mark might be the only real human being in this whole stupid mix, but let's just think about it. These folks started bullying me last August. It began with at Bad Content basically labeling every single one of my posts as plagiarism or spam, to include the humorous satire post about, about Panda Express. Now, I mentioned this because I put a link to Panda Express in one of my SoundCloud podcasts tonight. And what was really funny is when I went back to Steemit, my overall point score last summer had been 43. After the bullying, it dropped to three, almost zero. Certainly on its way to negative. And when I went back tonight, all of a sudden it was 25. And I thought to myself, well, holy shit, this is funny. I mean, I don't access my Steemit account any longer. I had literally broken the key off in the lock. Steemit doesn't allow you to change your password. Excuse me. Steemit doesn't really help you with lost passwords. So I had changed my password, and I deliberately forgot it because that's how sick of the bullshit I was. I wanted the one article I'd had, the last one, to be on the top, and that is the article outlining all the bullshit from at the Marky Mark. And listen, I don't give a shit. I got most of the content I wanted. There were a few little articles and short stories that Steemit had swallowed. I don't give a fuck. These stupid fucks like at the Marky Mark can basically just go to hell. I really don't care. But like I said, I was at three, which is a scoring mechanism for an account, and all of a sudden, within an hour or two, I'd popped up to 25. And then I check 5 minutes later, maybe 10 or 15 minutes later, and my account is now basically gone. Now, it might not be permanently gone. Keep in mind, blockchain technology is incredibly fragile. For all the bullshit that you're going to hear about the blockchain in the coming years, here's a few things you need to keep fucking clear. Number one, the blockchain is the most public ledger in the history of the world. Anyone who tells you it's secret doesn't really understand how it works. The only thing crypto about the blockchain is the use of asymmetric cryptography, specifically elliptical encryption cryptography, to store wallet keys. But other than that, it more or less is the most public fucking ledger in the history of the world. There is nothing secret about it. Now, you could argue that your public key doesn't necessarily identify you, but you have to be an idiot and not know anything about modern data mining techniques to believe that someone can't trace your IP address, your credit card information, your wallet public key, and other little bits and pieces, and put them together in a nice little cluster of topology and figure the fuck out who you are. If you don't believe they can do that, I feel really sorry for you. The blockchain is not as advertised when it comes to privacy. It is the opposite of private. But it's also really fragile. It has baked-in complexity. It suffers from what's called network topology reproduction problems, which means that every single computer that participates within a voting scheme, and all computers that participate within the crypto have to reproduce each other. So if you don't understand the problems of expanding network topology problems, and that they're basically factorial problems, you won't understand why it is Bitcoin and all these cryptos really don't behave that well in terms of performance when compared to, I don't know, Visa credit cards. And by the way, I don't like central banks. I don't like bankers. And I don't want to go off on a tangent there, but yeah, just so you know, crypto is not as advertised. Before you go off and buy some Bitcoin, do some fucking research. That's all I ask, because it's very possible that you're going to get ripped off. That being said, back to Steemit. Yeah, so I put this link to this article about Panda Express that I wrote basically last spring, and I thought it was a pretty funny little article, a little bit of gonzo journalism. Well, now it looks like my account, my entire Steemit account, has been swallowed up. And like I said, last week, I don't know what it was, some bug in my ear said, Dan, you better grab your shit because they'd already nuked your DTube channel. You can't even play videos of mine anymore. They just do the whole spin and wait. You better get your content before it's too late. So I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I grabbed my content. I'm glad that despite the fact that what I expected would happen, and that is these bully whales, these pieces of shit, like At the Marky Mark, would come along and just fuck with me. I'm pretty certain At the Marky Mark is one of the coders that accesses the GitHub for Steemit. So yeah, it's well within his stupid fuckitude. That fucktard. It's well within the fucktard to go into the code and fuck around and screw with anybody. Don't ever go on Steemit. If you want one message here, it's a simple message. Steemit is not an escape hatch. Steemit is not a more fair or reasonable environment. And if you're going to contend that, well, they pay you for content, listen, the content on Steemit is mostly shit. I actually thought I brought some value to Steemit, and in hindsight, that may have been the problem. I actually brought some value to Steemit, and that probably pissed some people off. Holy shit, here's an actual writer writing shit that people might want to read, not a bunch of people, you know, participating in group buggery, reposting stupid articles about Bitcoin and how it's going to be worth $50 million in a couple of years. So yeah, to At the Marky Mark and his agents, Provocateur, At Bad Content, and Bill the Whale, you guys basically failed, okay? If anything, if you really did do a deliberate sabotage, you've only shown yourselves to be douches. And I actually think that's kind of fun, too. Because not only did you fail to not destroy all my content, but you just basically made yourselves out to be scumbags. So anyways, have a great Monday evening. And if you click on a Steemit link for @CodeMonkeyIndie, and nothing shows up, don't worry. At the Marky Mark and his fellow buggeries and douchebag pals are probably fucking each other in some dungeon someplace using rebar and massive amounts of whipped cream and all sorts of slugs and other scummy things because, hey, that's how these fucktards roll.